لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا فإن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, this Friday afternoon, let us look at the reminder that is best of the reminder in this world, and that is book that has been sent down towards the one who is Bashir and Nadir, the best who has given good tiding news, and the one who warned the people in the best form, in the best manners, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Quran in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat has said criterions of honor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every nation and community, they have their own ways to honor. So there is honorary society in universities, in colleges, in the communities and various ethnicities. Sometimes there is possibility that somebody thinks because he is a man, that is why he needs to be honored. So man has more qualities than woman, so he needs to be respected because of being a man. And sometimes there is possibility woman starts claiming that she needs to be respected and honored, and that is why, you know, this feminism, it has started a movement that was started that woman needs to be respected more than man, and they try to take all the rights in their own hands. Another time there can be groups and tribes in this world, those who can claim that they are important than any other group and ethnicity. For example, a white a man can claim, or white nation, they can claim that they are important than any other nation. So they should be given all the rights, and they should be taken whole world in our hands, because this world is created for white. So and that can be vice versa as well. A black man can also claim sometimes that origin of mankind is black, as every right and all the rights have to be given to the black people. Another time, Arab people, maybe, you know, in the past, one of the things that we noticed in the history, that being Arab, that was pride. And many people, they were thinking that if somebody is Arab, then he's human being. If they are not, then they are not human being. They are not being considered as human being. And now, for example, it's becoming the same thing to the Western countries, that if somebody is Western, then he's human being. Then all the values have to be given to that person. All the rights have to be given to the Western people. But the rest of people, they are even not considered as man, as a human being. They are not being considered as equal as a Western mankind. So these are various priorities and criterions that mankind has set for himself. And today, because of that, there are honorary societies in various communities, and they are being given honor. The one who has created this world, he also has a criterion before him. His criterion is above and beyond all these criterions that are being set by the human being, or man-made criterions, man-made honors. Man-made honors can be many, but God-made honors is only one. His criterion is above than economy of the people, power of the people, color of the people, or above than any other ethnicity group or color of the people, or nationalities, above anything. He would not accept one nation above other nation. He's not going to choose one color above the other colors. He is not going to select based on any country. When he would like to set a criterion that is above men and women, it's above than any tribe and nationality, then he has set a criterion. Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum. This is one of the best criterion that one can set, because the piety, it has nothing to do with any color, it has nothing to do with any nationality, it has nothing to do with the educated person or uneducated person. Maybe sometimes, if it can be set a criteria that an alim has to be honorable. No, alim also is honorable if there is taqwa. If there is no taqwa, then there is no honor for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could say in this verse, Inna akramakum 'indallahi al-ulama. No, it's not been said. Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum. Education sometimes, that is being said, that, if somebody is an educated person, has more degree. Yes. Having, is that working? Can you hear me? Okay. Having more degrees is also not honorable, because there is possibility those degrees are being used against the piety of human being. And it's only a tafakhur, a pride. It's been added pride with the human being, and then you set those certificates in the room and say that, these are all my degrees. I have that many degrees. So what? If you have not achieved humanity and you haven't been able to understand the human values, so what is the use of those degrees? What is the use of this being educated or being an honored person or it being a professor, for example, being an alim? It's useful when all these knowledge has to be used for the objectives of human being, objectives of the creation. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used two terms. One is the creation of human being. Of course, creation of human being is from man and woman. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. Now evolution has taken place. So this is very interesting, that because Allah has said clearly that creation of human being is from men and women. It is not from anything else. There is no root for human being from any other thing or any other object that can be considered as the base and foundation of human life. And then it's been said, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا. We made you as tribes and families. لِتَعَارَفُوا. Then it's not been said that we have made these tribes and families litafakharu, that for example one is one nationality, one has any tribal name, for example, and that tribal name has to become as a fakhr, as a pride. No. It's ta'aruf. There is a difference between ta'aruf and tafakhur. Sometimes you may become, with the pride that because I am from Arab countries, because I am from Western countries, because I am from India and Pakistan, so that is why I have some sort of fakhr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to break that, and He said that there is no tafakhur because of that. It should be just as a recognition. It should be just as an ID. You can use that as an ID. But that ID is only to know yourself, where you come from, where you have been born, or what nationality, what family you are belong to. Belong to a family is not a tafakhur. It is a ta'aruf. Yes, tafakhur is going to be only that if family deserves the piety. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. So one of the things that one needs to achieve in the life, that is the piety. A group, if it likes to be recognized before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a tribe likes to be recognized, if a family has to be family of the honor, like the family of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, as so this family is recognized not because of family of the Prophet. It's been recognized because of taharat, because of the values. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Yes, and at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ عَلِيمٌ. That, there can be people, those who just claim about piety. Not necessarily the piety itself is inside as a sincerity. Piety is sincerity of the heart. It's not the practices outside. Maybe many, they claim that they are pious, but they are not. Who knows about the people? Who can evaluate the people? I cannot. You cannot. Because you do not know what is the status of heart. Only the one who knows about the hearts and the minds, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot make judgments for the people, because He said, "Inna Allah khabirun alim." He is the one who is aware and is knowledgeable. On the day of judgment, for Him, it will be very easy to distinguish people, those who are pious and unpious people, because if they do not have that sincerity of the hearts, they are going to be distinguished from people, those who have sincerity. So if somebody claims about that, his claim is not going to be accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because on the day of judgment, claims have no meaning. Only the thing that is going to be meaningful, that is our hearts and minds and sincerity of them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us that piety that He has reserved the places for that pious people. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us best of honor that He likes. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us honors that is honor of taqwa. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Raise us with the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Make us from the companions of Imam Zaman. Make us from the supporters of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا
وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماهي آثار البدع والطغيان خادم بنية الشرك والنفاق اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, as this month of Jamadi al-Thani is again to remember the personality who is symbol of the piety, a mother that is role model mother, a wife that is role model wife, and a daughter that is a role model daughter. One of the things that we are lacking today, unfortunately, in a Western country especially, and after Western culture has become as a model that has taken values from the housewives. And ladies, they don't want to be housewife. When you look at this model, a personality of mother of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, you would find that she was playing multiple roles. But one of the most important roles that was being as a housewife, being as personality who became assistance to the husband, who was taking many responsibilities at the same time, but she was taking responsibilities at home. She was striving at home. She was struggling at home. That sometimes her hands become wounded because of working at home. She was striving to work and to train the children. She was striving to make this house as a paradise, as a house that is heaven. You know, today they say that home sweet home. Where is that home sweet home? If there is nobody at home, it's not going to be sweet. If wife also works and husband works and the child is going to be in daycare, do you think it's going to be home? It's not going to be home. It's a place where people are sharing a house. They live in a house and they share the house. Ideal house in Islam, it was not like that. Ideal house in Islam, that was a warm house with a welcoming wife, a wife that also is being welcoming for the children, and she's welcoming for the husband. That was the role model that Islam wanted to see a society, and that was healthy society that could grow. You know, sometimes in Texas, that was term that was used, cowboys. One of the elders, he said that most of children today, they are cowboys because they don't drink milk of their mother. They drink milk of cows. So most of them, they are cowboys today. Islam wanted to have a society that is society of human being, not society of cowboys. So when they are like that, they will fight with one another. The qualities of cows are going to be in the children. You will not find the qualities of a woman. So they tried to stop even milk feeding from the mother. They tried to promote that they would like to have a milk that is milk from the cows. In the past, of course, it was from the cows. And today we do not know where is from that. Even that is also not known. That what is the origin? Is there really milk? Or it's something else? It can be just as artificial something.
So when it becomes everything artificial, then you'd find a life that is artificial life. And in artificial life, you cannot expect values. You cannot expect those values. So in order to have those values, we need to go back to the origin of Islam. And origin of Islam is in the exemplary life of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. There was a very beautiful statement given by the Chancellor of Al-Azhar University, Dr. Ahmed Al-Tayyib, who has given the statement about his reference to the previous scholar that was also Chancellor of Al-Azhar, that Maulana Shaltut, who was one of the great personalities, historical personalities, who had considered as Shia school of thought as fifth fiqh or fifth school of thought within Islamic school of thought, with, for example, Hanbali, Hanafi, and Maliki, and Shafi'i. Fifth is Jafari. Today again, he has renewed that statement, and he said that according to our school and Jamiat al-Azhar, Shia school of thought is also one of the Islamic school of thought. Then he had asked many questions, and he answered questions in the best of manners. I hope that brothers and sisters should read that, and that should be circulated within the communities in order to get rid of that Salafi thought that that was being promoted in the past few years. Those who tried to promote that Shia school is a school of thought that is unbeliever, for example, or considering them as kafir. According to him, that only the authority in Sunni school that can give fatwa and verdict, that is Jamiat al-Azhar. There is no other authority at the moment that can give a kind of fatwa in their school. So that was another claim that he has made. So those were very interesting statements. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong life of these kind of scholars, those who speak the truth. Although we do not find many in other side, but still it's a blessing that we can pray for that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the number of these kind of scholars. Dear ones, sisters, that when we look at this issue of Ukraine, it seems that now a game of the West and Russia, it's like a game of tit for tat. Very interesting game. It's becoming up to the situation that Russia has threatened that it's going to cut the gas supply to the European countries. And that, of course, it's not something simple, that you can put sanctions and after that you need to face those situations as well. But the situation on the ground is very interesting, that today Ukrainian government has been forced that they have to give more rights to the other side, the eastern part of Ukraine, because people, they do not accept the government that has been placed by the European countries. So can you just imagine that there was a time when people, they used to vote for the Western world, to the European world. Now people are becoming completely fed up of their policies. They do not like to vote for that. They are going against that. They are standing for Russia. Can you see that, you know, when a referendum was being placed, in that referendum, majority of people, they have given vote to the Russia. So what has happened? Ground reality, why it has changed? It has changed because of the wrong policies of European and Western countries. And if they continue, they would find that they will not have anybody with them, and whole world is going to stand against these wrong policies of the Western countries. Another very, very sad statement that I've seen from Pope Francis, as he has asked forgiveness for the evil damage to the children caused by the sexual abusers in the clergy world. This is really, you know, astonishing, shocking, that a person like Pope of a community is asking forgiveness because of those wrong practices of clergy and priests, those who are abusing the children. And he says that the number of those priests, it's not only one or two, but it's quite few priests, those who have committed that, and he's asking forgiveness today. So you can see that because of these religious values are being vanished, or Christianity itself, at the moment, it's not functioning. And it also gives us an evidence that a religion was needed, a religion is needed, a New Testament was needed for the human being that can give a new message. And that is why Islam becomes the ultimate religion in this world at the moment. And that means Islam's challenge, it remains that only religion that can today give a solution to the humanity, that is Islam. Because it still is giving values. You cannot imagine, for example, a wali faqih, for example, a marja, starts condemning the people of masajid that, you know, you are committing this kind of the sin. But over there, this is a situation that has become completely international situation, that has caused a situation that their wali faqih or their marja has to ask forgiveness from the communities. So this is really important, and it's somehow good news for the Muslims that they have to think that their religion is overwhelming today, and this religion has good news for the humanity. Please say salawat. Another very sad news that it's been said that Hamid Abu Talibi, who was Iran's newly selected ambassador for the United Nations, has been denied the visa by Washington. So according to the statement, it's been said that because he was involved in seizing the embassy, United States embassy, in 1979, that is why he cannot enter the United States. Although he was not entering the United States, of course he was coming as the ambassador to United Nations. So if United Nations is a organization that involves and engages all the governments, so it has to be government's choice that who can come or who cannot come. Why it has to be given choice to America, that America can decide or deny the visa of somebody because of their choice. So that means they are not letting United Nations also, it has to function properly. And these choices are actually choices of United States, not United Nations. And another thing that you can imagine, that if this would have happened in United States and somebody else would have denied, what would have happened? Would they have followed that? How many killer in this United States live? How many are those who have attacked in many countries in the past? Those who are honored in United States? How many presidents? They have killed thousands of people in the world. They attacked on Afghanistan. They attacked on Iraq, but they are still honored in this community. But you don't like to honor somebody who has just seized one day, for example, and he was protesting against you and seized an embassy. Let's say if it is true, even if it's this is something that it's not known, but even if it's true, then so what? Do you think that you are going to apply the same rule for yourself as well? So that must be known, that if you are going to apply for yourself, then that is justice. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bless the communities with the justice. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to stand with Imam of the age. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih wal mustashhadina bayna yadayhi. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat والمسلمين والمسلمات بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.